Good evening, everyone. You've tuned in to Radiance by Design. Let's radiate together. My name is Veronica Entwistle. I think you know that, a lot of you anyway. And it's a call-in show all about you. And I say that because it really is all about us. It's all about growing and bringing in more light and sending out more light. So everywhere you go, you're a contributor. Because you and I really do belong to this collective, this crazy, goofy, seething, tumultuous, burping collective that we live in, which is challenging sometimes. But as we bring ourselves forward and clear up our own share of this incredible, tumultuous stuff that's going on, I mean clear our own, say, abuses or our past doubts and fears and reactions and defenses and competitions and jealousies and, oh my goodness, resistances. They always say resistance is one of the greatest impediments of your soul journey. And I think we all have some of those, don't you think? Anyway, so what we do, I'm working with a large stable of guides. I shouldn't call it a stable. That seems to be a little pejorative, doesn't it? I work with a large coalescence of guides and angels, beings who move beyond and are in many different levels. And when you call in, what we like to do is do a meditation that uses sacred geometrics that helps you and I together and with all of our friends who are out there as well to create a coherent field. And in that coherent field, there's a lot of room for awakening for a lot of people who are paying attention with us. So we start off with that. We start off talking like I am right now to you, and I can see some of you out there already ready, teddy to go. Then we're going to do our meditation, as I said, and in that meditation, we're going to see ourselves as we want to become. We're going to make it a transformative meditation. We're going to see ourselves as we want to become. We're going to see ourselves bringing together, along with our guides and angels, our higher self and higher consciousness and our I am self. We see ourselves creating a project. It might be home and family. It might be a book. Sounds like an old game of charades, a book, a song, a movie, a household, a travel around the world. See all the pieces coming together to really facilitate your creating your big vision, perhaps even helping you to redefine your vision. And then we're going to do the Galactic Healing Center, which brings in the healing part of your multidimensional team, the healers that are in there. And we're going to bring in tables, and in on those tables, first you lie down, and those healing beings help you create some healing of some sort, either what you're conscious of or what they suggest. And after that, we're going to bring in people, sort of random people, or people that you know need to be moved through, oh, some stuck place or another. And that could be physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual. And I've been told by a number of people that when we bring them in as guests on our healing table, and they're at home, they literally feel the shift. And it's a really wonderful corroboration and wonderful awareness that when we do this sort of thing, remember, you're a contributor in the field. You belong in it, right? And then when you're in your dharma, which is the purpose of your being, and you're offering yourself, then guess what? People feel it. It's an energetic thing, isn't it? So I hope you're going to join me for all of this. And then we're going to do a political table, too, where we bring in a whole political situation and hopefully balance it or give it a holographic comprehension and elevation. Then we're going to come in here, back into my star tetrahedron, and then back in, close off the Galactic Healing Center. Then we're going to have you call in. I want you to call in about all your different situations, about, oh, I don't know, your phases of development, your evolution. Ask about your guides and angels. Also, we've been talking a lot lately about spirit beings. So I love to talk to you about that and who might be right around you. That's a long prelude, but I really want us to learn that, Penny Pierce is going to be on our show next Tuesday night at 8 o'clock, and it's really interesting because She talks a lot about we're as a species that's unfolding in this collective, in this incredible vibrational stew that's going on right now. She says we're about to make a leap of perception, and those of us who followed some of the predictions of the shift with whatever that meant, it sort of makes sense. It's a different way of saying, oh, the awakening, remember the oneness blessing and all the awakening stuff. Many, many, many other teachers are talking about awakening, aren't they? So it doesn't matter which words we use, but there is a shift, potential shift going on because of the nature of the changing frequencies. And you yourself are an incredible frequency body bringing all this, downloading these different impulses, these different vibrations into your physical being. And we're going to see what kind of magic we can wring out of that reality. I think you're going to really love her book, Leap of Perfection. That's Penny Pierce. You can check her website, pennypierce, I think, .com or .org. I think it's .com, but you can just look up Penny Pierce. And why did I go into all that? Just because we're going to talk more and more about awakening and you and maybe the rapport with spirits. What do I want to say about that? Talking about a shift of perception and so on, I've noticed, or a leap of perception, I've noticed in my healing work lately, probably for the last couple of years, it's been moving quite quickly, but lately it's pretty amazing, that if somebody's sitting with me, and even on the phone or whatever, and their family of origin, lineage stuff has kept them kind of limited, and there's some sort of programs in the body-mind. It's just as often these days that someone from the other side, someone who's transited, someone who's gone over already, comes in to help with the unhooking, to help with the releasing of whatever that program is that has been running down the lineage. Or say it's an abusive parent or an ex-husband or wife or a lost child or something. And there's been an incompletion. Instead of going through the huge karmic thing that you and I have learned lots about, it's more about if we connect up with that spirit being and unhook, you know, if I'm mad at you and you're on the other side, if we focus on each other and what it was we were really angry about or really hurt about or really betrayed about or whatever, you know, something that could be left over between two souls, it actually can be healed radically by focusing into it. And I've noticed more and more of my sessions lately have been involved with this kind of healing work. I find it fascinating because, you know, we've heard that the veils are thinning, and boy, are they ever. And the access that people have on the other side to, and they're not all stuck people, believe me. Sometimes there are people who have gone through, and they're gone, G-O-N-E, and then they come back when it's an appropriate subject, as if they have, you know, your rail pass or something, a universal pass, and they can come in when it's really appropriate. And how do they know? How do they know when to connect with someone sitting here with me in this little teeny town of Bellingham? How do they know when to connect? Well, my understanding is that there's a light and there's a vibration. You and I are vibrational beings first and foremost. Each of us has a unique frequency. Our soul journey has its own special frequency. There's nobody else in the universe that's you. And then with that frequency, there's like our telephones and so on. Gosh knows we are telephone addicted these days. But no one else has your phone number, if you will. And there can be a harmonious, talk about attitude and focus visualization and so on. So when you're focused on something, that frequency matches, calls in the frequency of the other person that's involved, even if they're at a different level. Anyway, I don't want to do a kind of a big, long intellectual thing on that. I'm just saying it's a very, very exciting part of the job these days. You might even want to call in and talk about that a little bit. And you may not, because it doesn't really matter which thing you want to talk about. The guides and angels love that. And they can feel, see, and I want to say, Yeah, I don't know what their sensing devices are all the time, but they certainly do show up in a very vibrationally elevated fashion that makes us all feel kind of freer and more expanded. So come on in and call once we've done our meditation. Are you ready for the meditation? Okay, take a couple of deep breaths and then close your eyes. Good. Above your head, see a golden ball about 2 miles up. I don't know if it's 2 miles up, but I mean, because you don't have to get a yardstick or a tape measure. Just put it way up there. And then down behind your spine, another golden ball, and it's maybe only 40 feet. That just gives you a sense of the proportion. And then from the upper golden ball down through your spine, right into the lower golden ball, send a filament of light. I like to choose a gold one. I'm sure you could change the color if you want, but anyway, I choose gold. And so it's as if it's running right through your spine, so you're on a spit or a skewer. And now from the upper golden ball to about waist height, push it away from your body so you've got room here. Maybe 20, 40 feet out, drop a four-sided gold pyramid. And then upside down with its point going into the lower golden ball, another four-sided pyramid. And have the two of them meet so that together, when their bases are together and they fit each other, you have an eight-sided structure called an octahedron. And now inside that, we're creating a crystal ball. And the crystal ball touches the inside edges of your octahedron. So you got this great big eight-sided structure, and just inside it, there's a beautiful crystal ball. Good, and now just inside that, there's a star. And it's like a Star of David, but it's three-dimensional, and you're inside that Star of David. You've got your eight-sided structure, you've got your crystal ball, and inside that, there you are, twinkle, twinkle, little in your star. And you've got the skewer running through you, or the filament of light. And now I want you to spin and spin and spin and spin. Spin and spin and spin. And whilst you're spinning, take a look in front of you. There's a magical screen. Who would have thought as you're spinning and spinning that you can see a screen that's still in front of you? And the first movie you're creating onto that screen is you becoming who it is you want to be. Good. And you might find yourself wanting, I want to be consciously multidimensional. I want to consciously come from the heart. I want to just be a contributor in my dharma. Mm-hmm. What is it you want to be and become? Good. Ooh, this is making me expand. Does it make you expand? Wrap that in light, move it over to the left, and let's do the second screen. And now let's see all the pieces coming together of a project you want to create. Mm-hmm. And see all the resources, the people, the time, the space. Good. And as the pieces come together, what happens? All the pieces come together and you're so happy, because whether your project is home and family or some big exotic technology plant or something, book, it doesn't matter. All these pieces come together and you see yourself going, oh my gosh, look how amazing. Isn't it wonderful? And then the next phase of this vision is to say, and then we see all the resources, the time, the people, the abilities coming together, and the money to sustain my project, to sustain it for as long as it's the wise time, eh? And I notice my heart just expands because I'm so excited. How do you feel? And you wrap that in light and move it over to the left. Good. And now we've got the Galactic Healing Center. Good. And now we're going to call in from our own teams, our healing team. We all have a multidimensional group of beings around us. So call out the ones that are particularly astute about healing and are eager to work with you, and they stand in a circle around your healing table. And the first person to hop on that healing table is you. Or me, in my case. And you might have a problem that you want them to work on. And then you tell them that, I have this stomachache, headache, poverty issue, sore leg, whatever it is. And then those of you who aren't sure, you just say to them, let me know what it is you want me to work on, or you're going to work on with me. Excellent. And you might feel a little buzz as they work away on you. I had an MRI today, and I was just thinking how it's just having these beings around me just feels like a huge MRI, but instead of being an MRI, it's kind of like a vibrational resonance machine, so it's a big You feel that too? And now wrap that in light and move it over to the side. Good. And now we have a fresh healing table, and we have our team replicates themselves and stands around the healing table. And then let's see banks and banks of each one of those healing beings has a whole group behind it, him or her, or androgynously they, whatever. So you've got this huge, huge realm after realm. Now the first person I'm bringing in is a woman who has a chronic pain. Actually, I see three of them, so why not bring them all in? Let's bring in people with chronic pain in this one. You bring in the people you know, and I'm bringing in three specific people right now. One of them is a young, beautiful woman, and one of them is my age, who's also young and beautiful. And one is, it's a different kind of beauty when you get to be a little bit more experienced in life, right? And another one is in between. Oh, that's a nice choice. So there's three different age groups. And they all have chronic pain, and the reasons for that are all different, except that I think there's a fibromyalgia component to both, all three of them, so we'll see. And what we're going to do is ask the healing team to work on all three of them and perhaps teach us a little more about chronic pain. Mm-hmm. What they're saying is the sufferers, there needs to be more work on two things. One is, for each one, these are all women, for each one there is tremendous suppression in them, a kind of resistance. Remember we spoke about resistance at the beginning? A kind of resistance against life, and it probably is because of fear, but where the fear comes from is different in all three of them. One of them was just so kind of ignored as a child and trying to make her way and make sense of things with very little tutelage. And one of them is just highly sensitive and empathic, and because of big changes in her childhood, she just became very afraid as a small person, has never unraveled that fear. Yeah. And then the other one is hardworking, but she had a gang rape situation in her teenage years. She's also been very heavy and a self-starter in business and her own entrepreneurial stuff. But the weight that she carries on her shoulders and in her heart shows on her physical as well. But all three of them have chronic fatigue, and in all three cases we're saying a lot of it is an alienation, separation, storage kind of thing in their body and mind that keeps the immune system suppressed and oppressed. So the teams are actually just flooding them with harmony and with love. It's sort of interesting. It's like, let's love you. Let's love you. Let's stroke your field and love you till you feel it safe to release the funny, I want to call it a tangle. Way down deep inside, all three of them hold a kind of a tangle against being vulnerable. And the other thing they're doing is going around the brain patterns and holding a very strong vibration into their temporal lobes and way down into the center of the brain for all three of them. That's right. And I don't know if any of the three is listening to us. Perhaps one. And we'll find out later whether it's making any difference. This one's got to stew for a wee while. So if you are listening, give yourself like 10, 15 minutes before you make any wild and bully decisions on whether we're effective, okay? Because the team's working away on you. And wrap that in light. Move it over to the left. And now let's see who else wants to come in. Okay, we need to work with the men. I've noticed, and a lot of you have, that men have been suffering in all the changes in our society these days. It's been very hard for men to feel their power, hasn't it? It's been way harder for men to feel their power than when, in the olden days when they could just bop each other over the head or, you know, look after the women at home and then rush off and go to war or go to business or something and not be domestic and so on. There's all the change into the computer world as opposed to chopping wood or something. I'm kind of exaggerating. Instead of working with our hands or carving out some amazing thing, everybody's kind of sitting and pressing keys. So the pressure inside is really different. And I noticed also with the marriages and so on that have broken down, a lot of men have not had any role modeling from very high-level men, you know, men who have really integrated their body-mind. I'm not saying that's everybody. I'm just saying I see that in life, and I see it with young boys who need role models, and they need that because society is changing so much that what it takes to be a strong, powerful man is a whole different thing than it used to be. The archetype is undergoing a huge, tumultuous change. So we're asking our team to bring in their supporters again, and we're working around, let's choose three men again. Here's a young man. Here's a young boy who's 10, and a young man who's 34, and an older man. Good. And if you'll just hold on a minute, we'll just finish the meditation, and then I'll be delighted to talk to you. Okay, so now we're seeing the healing energy on all these three. The young man, because he's kind of indecisive about what it takes, he vacillates between being very, very loving and really kind of angry and not sure what to do. And then the middle-aged guy is very, very sensitive and keeps collapsing physically. And he doesn't know what to do. And he has no role models. And the older guy, well, he's got prostate cancer, which makes sense because the prostate is the area of the body that holds power. And that's really a big kind of cancer these days. There's a number of reasons for that. Anyway, they're saying they're working on their brain patterns as well. They're working on the center part of the brain, the brain stem. They're also working at the perineal area and the energy field to encourage these guys. Because I'll let them work on it. And we might talk about it after because it's a very interesting subject. Even in our world political, we'll wrap that in light, move it to the left, let those guys do in peace. And then we're going to bring in another table and bring in another team. Our team will replicate themselves and ask them again for duplicate, triplicate expansion. Good. And we're bringing in a political situation. And the political situation that we're seeing is Syria. And what do you think we should do? We all know this, that if you want world peace, you need to find it in yourself, right? But I think also, so as a collective, we want to go in and feel this. So let's just see Syria on the table, right? Syria is on the table with all of its disparate war-making feelings. Good. And let's ask the team to do some healing work with it. I won't even get more complicated than that right now. And ask the team to have layer after layer after layer of their own team to work with all the beings that are involved with the decision-making process in and around Syria. Good. And now we're asking, I guess I want to say let's protect all the Syrian people too. So we're asking that they be wrapped and protect and buffered against some of the decisions that are being made on a wilder level. Yeah. Good. And then we're going to call in. Maybe we'll just wrap that in light, move it over to the left. Then we're going to call in from the great universal changes that are going on, the beautiful harmonizing energy, and have it come down through our the top of our heads, move down through our necks, in through the heart, and then up into the shoulders, down the arms, into your hands. And now that harmonizing energy is going to pour out of your hands, and have yourself pat it onto the earth wherever there's war. Pat it onto the earth where there's sickness, where there's inequity, where there's enslavement, where there's coercion, where there's dominance, and the animal kingdom is threatened. And then we're just going to keep patting the earth with this most beautiful, beautiful frequency. Remember, change the energy, change the reality. Keep patting our planet. So it has this beautiful atmosphere of this tremendously harmonizing kind of a salmon-y, pinky orange color all over. Have it go round and round your planet. Come back up into your hands, up your arms, swirl round and round in your heart, move up through your neck, out your head, out into the great central sun. Come shooting back down into your body, mind. Run through your body into the core of the earth. Great. And now I want you to turn and close off your galactic healing center where all this amazing action, magical action is going on. Jump into your star tetrahedron and spin and spin and spin and spin. And here you are with me on the planet Earth. Hi, we already have a caller, and boy, that delights me. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hello, Veronica, it's Joni.
Hi, Joy, did you say?
Joni.
Hi, Joni, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. I'm glad you called in. What's new with your world, girl?
Well, I would like you to help me. I would like you to help me with my health and especially my eyes.
Okay.
And tell me what's going on now that I'm in the middle of the United States.
Maybe that's what's hurting your eyes. Maybe you have to get back to the coast. I'm teasing you now.
I know you are, sweetie.
Okay, let's see. You've been to the doctor. Did they give you the surgery?
No, they haven't given me the surgery. Well, they've been giving me surgery for glaucoma, that is laser. But they're finding all sorts of other things, and they think the whole thing might be systemic.
Well, that's pretty disquieting for you, isn't it?
Yes. They've always thought that.
Well, what's bothering me about it is, and you called it systemic, I see it's mostly around the eyes. Are they saying it's coming through, like, the lymph system? Is that it?
Well, they think that the numbness in the legs is caused by that.
Mm-hmm.
And all the problems in the body, the trouble breathing, the lack of energy, the dizziness, everything, it all might go under one name, and they're checking it out.
Hang on a sec. This is not an easy one, Joni.
Sorry about that. Nothing ever has been easy.
You like a good challenge, girl, and I know you can handle this. What we're going to do, rather than try to diagnose, I'm very concerned about the eyes because it seems like a lot of the imagery is breaking up or something, like the lenses are not, it must be hard to see. You can't drive, can you?
No, I can't drive, and it's getting daily harder to see.
Mm-hmm. I can see that. Okay. We're going to see if we can do something about this. I don't think it's quite, let me see here. And have you gone for...
Also, go ahead. The optic nerve in the left eye has been hurt.
Okay.
I think it's glaucoma, neurovascular glaucoma, and maybe other things, too.
Well, there's something kind of, you called it systemic. I'm going, there's something funny about, now, I'm not... Physiologically, okay, I'm not attuned into medicine, so you know I'm a little probably vacant on that level. But what I'm looking at is the nerve flow, the back of the eyes is bothering me because it's just really, it's like somebody short-sheeted it or somebody squeezed it down. And it feels like it's squeezed. And then I go, there's little something or another flowing through the nerves as if there's dust or sand or something. And I don't think it's... I don't think it's infection, per se.
No, what they think it is proteins that glump together.
Oh, well, that makes sense. I think it can be dealt with. I'm pretty sure, Joan, that it can be dealt with.
With chemicals, or can it be dealt with something better?
Have you ever done chelation, which is
an
intravenous? Have you done that before?
Yes, and it didn't help.
It didn't, because there's some way they're going to infuse you with something, and I can see them doing it. It's an infusion that needs to happen several times in order to clear up something or another, and you call it protein. I'm going, okay, there's something in the system, the fluids. I want to say the fluids in the nerve, which makes it a very minute thing. There's something that needs to clear out these little bits of dust or something. And I think it can be done. It might be done magically, meaning you need to get lots of energy. Get people, at home, let's just take a look at Joan's energy pattern and go into the, do this right now. Let's go into the base of your spine. There. Let's go into the base of the spine. Good. And do it again. For everybody at home, what we want to do is alert and aliven the nervous system. You can do this with your own as well. Remember, we're all one, and as we help Joan, we also help ourselves. But can you feel this, Joan? It's going right up your back right now.
I think I can.
Good. So they're saying here that with a certain kind of energy, it's kind of interesting. It's with a certain kind of energy movement, you have the ability to move these particles out of your, I want to say the flows within your nervous system. Boy, that's way tinier and more minute than lymphatic. Right? Now, this must touch your feet. How are your feet?
They're numb.
Okay. We're going back into the base of your spine. And everybody at home, see if you feel it. Back into the base of your spine. Good. Now, we go to the base of your spine, Joni, and you get a tension at the brainstem, you know, the base of the skull. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Okay, so what we're going to do is run to everybody at home. We're going to put our hand at the base of her spine, but it can be at the base of your own, and put your hand at the brainstem, just the bottom of the skull, and see if we can't encourage a flow there. Oops. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And we can't spend the whole show on this, but I'm fascinated, and I want to see, let me see. I want to see this energy moving right through your entire body. We worked. Oh, goody. You just hold on for a few minutes. I'd love to chat with you. Anyway, Joan, we've worked on your body before. Did we ever get even just a hint of feeling in your numb feet and legs before?
No.
Okay. Because I feel like there's something. Okay, right there. And I have to say this, that your energy and your fields are much brighter than they've been for a long time.
That's a long meditation.
What's that?
That's the long meditation.
Yeah. I have to unfortunately let you go right now, but keep me posted or email me if you can see well enough to do that.
Thank you.
Bless your heart, and I know that something can be done, so hang in there.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. Are you still in Fairfield?
Yeah.
Good. So keep the meditations are helping you. I know it doesn't feel like it yet, but really it is.
Good.
All right, honey. Thanks for your call.
Thank you very much.
All right. See you.
Love you.
Love you, too. You take care. We'll be sending you light. And now we have another caller. You're welcome to speak up there, waiting for us so patiently.
Sure, not a problem. I have, first of all, can you hear me okay?
I sure can. What's your name?
It's Rebecca, and I'm calling from the Bay Area.
Oh, hi, Rebecca. How are you doing?
Good. I have a question. Three of my teeth cracked.
Oh, no.
And I'm wondering... If that means
anything. Well, teeth are often self-worth. You know that, eh? Foundational self-worth?
No. What is that?
Okay. How old are you, Rebecca? Can I ask you that?
Yeah, 53.
Okay. What I'm saying is that it looks like you're making a huge, huge change inside yourself. There's some questions that you have that you're trying to answer about whether you're a good enough person, how to be a better person. It's a huge change coming up, and I think it's just your teeth represent self-worth and foundational principles. And I think that your changes, you must have come through a hormonal shift, which is not a surprise at your age, and the changes are switching around how your, it's almost like your, some of your bones are a little bit fragile right now too, eh?
I know I have problems with my thumb and stuff, yes.
What did you say? I'm sorry.
I'm having problems with my thumb.
Okay. It just seems like you're changing in a huge way. I want to get excited and tell you that you are finding an you're finding a whole level of yourself that you haven't yet, you've never been this way before. But I think what happens is it dishevels how you keep your structure inside. So I want to say, make sure you take lots of calcium right now and really support lots of veggies and lots of healthy things, because you're changing. And sometimes our body structure pulls apart. Have you had lots of fillings in those teeth?
No, none.
Well, honey, you just look like you're changing deep down inside, and it's almost too... big, and I don't think you're going to break any more teeth. I don't think you're going to have a whole bunch of broken teeth.
Okay.
Okay. But I would... go ahead.
I have one other quick question.
Okay.
Can you do an energy read on my little dog?
I sure can. What's his name?
Comet.
And how old is he?
12.
Is he kind of, does he have a heart problem right now? That's what he looks like. He's got some pressure in his heart right now.
You know, maybe, because he has some problems with teeth, and I know he's probably the heart stuff.
I just feel like when I go into him, he's got a pressure. He's not got it like, I don't think he's terribly sick. And I didn't quite hear what you said. Did you say he's having problems with his feet?
He had problems with his feet quite of them were, like, damaged, and I know that can cause problems with the heart.
Yeah, okay. Because it's like his heart has a hard kind of a pain. It's a little like a knot or something right over, right under the ribs, right, sitting right there. I can feel it, actually. And I would want to give him a lot more massage. I have an older dog, and he's got congestive heart failure, and we've got him going really well with tincture of hawthorn and tincture of dandelion. I put a little bit in all the food. He's 11 pounds. I don't know how big your dog is. But I put it in all the food that he eats, and that and another kind of compound called Flavonex got him off. Something like Flavenex, I think. And between those three things, he is bouncing around sometimes, and he's 18. But he was going downhill fast with heart. So I just want to say this guy, your little guy, is sometimes suffering because there's an actual pain in his heart. I would want to massage his little rib cage there.
Okay.
And does he pant when it's hot? Is he terribly panting?
Yeah, he'll pant when it's hot.
Well, sometimes there's a way that he pants that you go, this doesn't feel right. So I just want to say that he's doing pretty well and he's relatively happy, but he has a little pain in his heart.
Okay, I'll do some energy testing on him and then just see what he needs with it.
Yeah, you know how to do it, girl.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks for your call.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Wow, it's really interesting, isn't it, all the different things that we go through in our animals. See, now it's really interesting because Rebecca is going through some huge changes. All of a sudden, she's got three cracked teeth, and that's really not comfortable. I know some women in a oneness blessing. One of them, when she really had a lot of kundalini rising, just snapped two of her teeth in half. Isn't that weird? But, I mean, these things, energy is a very powerful thing. And as I was saying to Rebecca, you're changing your foundational principles about who you are, your self-worth, your underlying. It's not unusual for your dog to reflect some of those very changes that you're going through. And her dog, in that case, I don't think it's exactly a reflection, but that's a pretty common thing, isn't it, that they take on some personal transformation that kind of gets in sync with or harmonizes. Interesting to talk about. Where was I? Oh, goody, you're on the air. Hello? You saved me from having to think.
Hi there, it's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa, welcome.
I haven't talked to you in a while. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, but it'll be good to hear how your life is going.
Oh, well, I actually related to the last caller in regards to her health because I feel like I'm going through the same thing, a huge change, and now my hair is falling out of my head. And my dog is having weird stuff happen, too. But I believe everything is going to be okay.
Oh, everything is going to be okay, and you're not going to lose all your hair. I think our hair just falls out because of a huge stress, don't you think?
Well, that's what I feel like it's been, even though it's a large amount, Veronica. And so I'm actually going to go see the doctor just in case. But they've checked my blood, and there's nothing wrong with anything in my hormonal, anything that they can detect. And so I have to just kind of add it up to stress.
I just want to say one thing about that, Lisa, is that the amount, and I don't know how many listeners remember your prior calls, but you have been through some really huge, huge disappointments and challenges. And
huge.
I think this is kind of a, not a delayed, hers is about self-worth and about changing her foundation. So is yours, but yours is about having a traumatic reaction and then letting yourself, it's like you're getting strong again, but your body's got a bit of a lashback response, doesn't it?
Yes, but I'm going to be okay. I have decided. But I didn't call for that, even though I was compelled to listen to the other caller in regards to the same thing.
Oh, just hang on one sec. You said, I'm going to be okay. You are okay. You're afraid, but you're going through a huge transformation, and sometimes we need to just love that because it may not look as stable, but you don't want to be stable in the old way anyway.
Yeah.
And I feel like you're emerging. Now you may move on to the next subject, but I had to finish that before you walked away from
me. Thank you. You're right. But I guess everything, all of these things are connected, so this question is somewhat connected. Since I have been going through all of this stuff, I guess it's the same question. I feel like the main thing that I've been focusing on is just a really huge healing process. And there's now this new part of me that's kind of like, okay, now what's next? And so I guess that's why I'm calling you once again, because I still feel like I'm in some sort of weird holding pattern, because there's not a lot going on work-wise or love life-wise. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, what do you want me to do, God?
And God says, change and grow, change and grow, change and grow, right?
Yeah, I'm like, just relax. Just sit back, listen to some music. You don't have to do much right now.
But are you writing? Yeah, because you're changing and growing in the subconscious, superconscious relationship to all life. You know that.
Yeah.
I can see it. And also, I know we said probably 15 years ago that you were going to go, I'm teasing you, that you were going to move probably east. Remember that?
Yes. Yes.
I'm still seeing it.
Yeah, and I'm feeling it, too, because a lot of the auditions I've been going out on lately all have to do with things on the East Coast. So
okay.
Like, yeah.
And you know what? It looks fun, and it also looks like you will be, I want to say eager. I'm not sure if that's the right word, but there's a part of you that will be really ready for a challenge. I can see you in time going, wow, this is a real adventure. And so when the time is right, and that's the hardest thing to relax into, isn't it?
I guess so, yeah. Because there's a part of me that's like chomping at the bit, ready to move forward, but there's no movement, so I kind of just have to back off, I suppose.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people in the no movement phase right now. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
But, you know, it's actually going on in the, like, in the universe. It's going on the planet right now. And a lot of people are kind of waiting. I get calls from people going, oh, my gosh. It's, you know, it's just like there's a pause. And all of a sudden it's going to speed up and go way too fast. And you're going to be right in the eye of it all.
And we don't know when that is.
You know what? Is this September? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would say probably before the end of September, you should be in a real flurry of action. I'm not sure it'll catapult you east quite yet, but still you should be picking up the updrafts of change.
Good. And the same thing with relationships. Like,
yeah, I think your but honey, I think your relationship has to do with kind of a move, somebody who's either coming in, he may come and go, but he doesn't live where you are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's coming in, and through, I guess, two people, I'm not sure, it could be a little gaggle of people, but it looks like two separated people from you, meaning two people that aren't necessarily coming together. Through two people, you meet someone. And through have you ever done this in the past where you go, oh my gosh, you're the third person that suggested I go to something or meet so and so? That's a good message, you know. Anyway, so we have another caller, but I hope that answers it.
Yeah.
I expect to hear from you soon when you're tootling off with a plane ticket or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you again.
All right,
nice
good night.
Bye.
Nice to talk to you, Lisa. Good evening, you're on the air, just in the nick of time.
Veronica?
Yep.
Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Oh, good. This is Deborah. I called quite a few weeks ago, and I mentioned the wonderful book that's Rare Earth Forbidden Cures by Dr. Joel Wallach, and I just can't help myself. It's such amazing information for the foundational essential requirements for the body and the miraculous improvement of health that comes as a result of the body getting some of the deficiencies taken care of. And it's a science. It isn't real complicated because Dr. Wallach has been working to help assist everybody to have the potential of greater health so that we can enjoy our lives more. And a lot of what people are bringing to the table in terms of some of the problems that are being discussed, you know, in addition to the wonderful that you're helping with as we're expanding and allowing ourselves to be our unbounded potential, I just hope that people will embrace the beautiful possibility of improving their health with getting some essential nutrition in, because it's not in our food anymore.
Tell me, thank you for your call, Deborah, because I had forgotten that. You know, I get to, a lot of things come through me. So would you please give the name, and it's Joel, give the name of the book, please.
It was Dr. Joel Wallach.
Okay.
And
how do you spell Wallach?
Where it all started was that he grew up on a farm, and there's a science to keeping animals healthy, and they learned that whenever there was, you know, a sickness or a problem, they learned what exactly the deficiencies were, and then the animals got well, and then eventually he got a naturopathic degree, and then brought that to the human side of things.
Wonderful.
And I don't know, is there a possibility of my just, rather than rambling, because there's so much to say in a nutshell, and I don't do that well. if there would be, you know, email, or if I could send my phone number to you.
Why don't you just hit my website, veronicaentwistle.com, and there's an Ask Veronica button right there, and you can press that little link.
I've never been to the website because I didn't even know how to spell Entwistle for certain.
Entwistle. And you can, I think even if you put an H in it, it'll come to me. Entwistle.
So Veronica Entwistle at what?
Just veronicaentwistle.com will take you to my website. And then there's an Ask Veronica button. Now, I have to say goodbye because guess what? We're over time.
Okay.
But I'm grateful that you sent me that. Maybe I could even interview him for Paradigm Shifters, but I will be expecting to hear from you.
It just hurts my heart when I'm so... They're just... What seems to be miraculous things that happen in people's lives for getting the foundational nutrition, it's not miraculous. It's just because the body finally got some of what it needs.
And I think it's going to help Joni. So we'll just be in touch. You write to me, okay?
I will.
All right. Thank you for your call. This is Veronica Entwistle saying Penny Pierce is coming up Tuesday on Paradigm Shifters, 8 o'clock on BBS Radio. And she's the one that's saying we are coming into a leap of perception, because the fields, the collective, and everything that you and I were talking about as well is now full of some really transformative frequencies, and we too become a product of these new frequencies, don't we? We're going to think more collectively, globally, and so on. I'm eager for you and I to share some time with Penny Pierce. Thursday night I'm going to be away, so we're going to rerun Peter Calhoun's interview from May, because Peter transited really recently, and we will miss him on the planet. He wrote a book called Life Without Limits, so I guess he's exploring his own leap of perception and his own existence in other realms. This is Veronica Entwistle saying, hey, how about some feedback on the show, suggestions for guests? Know that I love you all. I send you many blessings, and check my website, veronicaentwistle.com, and press the Ask Veronica button or whatever. Good night. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for all you callers, too.